Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory.
What's up with all the weird Old Testament laws, and do we have to practice those today? Today, Made for Glory, we're talking about the Old Testament laws and whether or not they are binding on us today. Before we get to that, I just want to encourage you to like, share, and subscribe to our videos. And thank you so much to those who have done so. Also, if you'd like to support the work we do here, please consider being a member with us on Patreon. So a lot of people, when they're reading the Bible for the first time, they get about halfway through the book of Exodus, and then all of a sudden, these laws start entering in. They get kind of bogged down, and it's basically Exodus and the next couple of books of Numbers and Leviticus and Deuteronomy that unfold these laws. And a lot of them seem very, very tedious. A lot of them seem kind of ridiculous. And we can ask that question, are these laws, you know, are we supposed to just ignore these completely? Do they not matter? And or are we supposed to be following them? And if we don't have to follow those laws, we also not have to follow laws like the Ten Commandments, which are found in the Old Testament. So it's important, first of all, to recognize that what God is doing throughout the Old Testament, God is drawing a people to himself, and that he's drawing himself in a relationship with them called the covenant. The covenant is this relationship of love where it's more than a contract. It's a contract's an exchange of goods, and a covenant's like an exchange of persons. The closest analogy we have to a covenant is a marriage, where the two become one, where they now share the same name. They have the same inheritance, belongs to one another. That's what God makes with his people, Israel. And as he's drawing them out of this world, he's drawing them out of a pagan society. And so one of the difficult things of being in a pagan society is they have pagan practices. They have pagan beliefs. They have pagan interactions with other people. So much of what they did as a people was tied into the worship of many different gods, many of those gods who were bloodthirsty gods, many of those gods that are described in the Old Testament as demons, actually, as no gods at all. And so in order for God to draw them out of there, he had to begin to change their behaviors. So to help these people to learn to be in a relationship of love with him, they had to first learn how to act, learn how to treat one another, learn how to worship God correctly. So that process is very difficult. It took years and years and years. And part of the ways that God did that is through his revelation of himself and of his love through the law. Now, the law isn't just merely something that's placed down upon them. It's actually an invitation to be in a relationship of love with him. Any good relationship has a law or laws that govern it. A relationship of parents and children, there's a law within that. Relationship between teammates, relationship between spouses, within a society, we have laws. And the laws aren't the most important thing, but they help that society, they help that team, they help that family to be able to love each other well because they know the parameters of that love and the ways that they're called to act. What is owed in justice to one another. So the same thing is true. God saying, in justice, you owe me this, your time. Like, for instance, your Sabbaths, to give up the Sabbath for the Lord, to be able to offer sacrifice, to be able to take a break from work, that you owe that to God. You also owe that to one another. So your workers, those who work for you, they don't work on the Sabbath either. So in a sense, God is teaching them how to reverence one another and to reverence God. But then we get to certain prescriptions in the law against certain cloths that you might wear, different types of cloth that are next to each other, boiling a kid in its mother's milk, which we can kind of hear that and comes forward in kosher as you don't mix meat and dairy together. So all these sort of things that we can kind of hear and say, like, are we still bound by that? You can't eat shellfish. And if that's the case, we're not bound by that. Maybe all these sexual morals and laws, I don't have to follow those either. But the reality is God gave certain laws for a certain people during a certain time, and he gave other laws as universal precepts that all people were called to follow. And the way that we know the difference there is there were certain things that God judged the nations by, not just the people of Israel, not just the people who were in a covenant with him, but all the nations. the people of Babylon that were thrown down, the Canaanites who were expelled. God said there were certain things that they did, and a lot of those had to do with sexual morality. A lot of those had to do with abuse of those who are weaker than them. A lot of it had to do with murder. A lot of it had to do with incest. These things that were common practices in the pagan societies before the people of Israel came. God says that it's because of they did these things that they are being cast out, and you must not do these things either. You must not offer up your children in sacrifice, which was a common practice at the time. So God is basically saying that these are universal principles that are always binding. So when we look at this in the church, Jesus says that he has come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. So all the precepts of the law, all the prescriptions, as minute as they might be, that they're all pointing towards their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. And he doesn't abolish all those, he allows them to be fulfilled so that we're now drawn to a relationship of love with God. We're now called to fill a morality that is even higher than what the Old Testament law called us to, the Old Testament commandments. You have heard that it was said, do not kill, but I say to you, don't even hate your brother. You've heard that it said, Jesus says, not to commit adultery. I tell you not to look at a woman with lust. In a sense, this elevation of ourselves, because now we've learned how to walk and now we're called to run. We've learned we've learned the basic rules of grammar. Now we're called to sing and to speak words of poetry. So God has invited us into a deeper maturity of faith by following him. So the reason for the whole Old Testament, that there's beauty within, that there's power within, all the laws and prescriptions, but they're all leading us towards this relationship with God that Jesus invites us into, which is a relationship ultimately of freedom, that I'm free to fulfill the law, and that is the law of love that God has given to each one of us.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.